20, 1 through 16. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and sent them into his vineyard. About 9 in the morning, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. And he told them, "You also go and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. He went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock in the afternoon and did the same thing. About 5 in the afternoon, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, "Why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing?" "Because no one has hired us," they answered. And he said to them, "You also go and work in my vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last one hired and going on to the first." The workers who were hired about 5 in the afternoon came, and each received a denarius. So when those who came who were hired first, they expected to receive more. But each one of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner. Those who were hired first worked only one hour, they said, "and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day." But he answered one of them, "I am not being unfair to you, friend. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the one who was hired last the same as I gave to the other one. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous?" So the last will be first, and the first will be last. Now, may our hearts be prepared to receive today's weekly message by Pastor Pam, "It's Never Too Late."
Good morning, church family. I pray all is well this morning. Like Debbie said, my title today is "Never Too Late." There was a lady who had a wonderful life, beautiful family, gave her husband 2 precious sons, thought her life was perfect, and then the husband left her for a younger girl. And she was left alone, but not for long. She prayed and God sent her someone more wonderful, more better than she had. There was a man working for a company for 30 years. When an executive retired, he got excited. I am in line for this position. I know I'm going to get it. Because he was so sure he was going to get the position, he forgot who put him there in the first place. He forgot to pray. He forgot to talk to God. But the company had another idea. They surprised him by placing a much younger man in the position. Good morning, darling. So he was left behind, forgotten. He just arrived from the plane. But is the man and woman forgotten? No. God's grace was upon them. Because God has passion for the needy, the lonely, the downtrodden, and the poor. That is why he sent his only child to come and live amongst us, to die for our sins. In the scripture, Jesus clarified the membership of the kingdom of heaven. Entrance is by God's grace. Keep in mind in this parable, God is the landowner, and believers are the workers. The parable speaks especially of those who feel superior because they have spent so much time with Christ, and to new believers as assurance of God's grace. Keep in mind, this parable is not about reward, but about salvation. It is a strong teaching about grace and God's generosity. And we should not begrudge those who turn to God in the last hour of life. Why? Because in reality, no one deserves eternal life. God sees us all and knows us all. Even a man like Zacchaeus, who was a sinner, he brought grace to him. Can you see God with his arms around Zacchaeus? Luke 19:5-8 says, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and he see a man in a tree. He said to him, Zacchaeus, how does he know his name? Because he's God. Come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once, and he welcomed Jesus gladly. All the people saw this, and of course they began to grumble, to murmur. He has gone to be with the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anyone out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. Zacchaeus was a little man, as well as he must have been a very crooked tax collector. After he met Jesus, however, he realized that his life needs straightening out and giving to the poor and making restitution by generous interest to those he had cheated. Zacchaeus' demon strayed inward, changed by outward action. Following Jesus in your hearts or alone is not enough. It's never too late to turn your life around. Just because you're sitting here in church don't make you a Christian. Don't make you a loving person. It's got to come from here, and it's got to be start with God first. It's never too late to put our house in order. Never too late to help someone in need. Never too late to be a good spouse, a good mother, a good friend. It's only too late when you let things go and you do nothing about it. We must show our faith by changing our behavior. Has any of our faith result in action? Ponder on that. What changes do we need to make? Brothers and sisters, God has shown us over and over in his word what changes we need to make in order to reach him, in order to be comforted, how to get a healing touch. But too many of us are not reading his word, not praying, not listening to his still voice. We just do what we want to do. I am assured that Jesus would love to do what he wanted to do, but he was obedient to the will of his Father. Brothers and sisters, the day will come when we have to answer to God for all the wrong we do to ourselves as well as to others. And I hope It's not too late for any of us here. Brother and sister, what society puts out, God puts in. That's the world right off. God picks up. I believe that's why Jesus told the story of the chosen workers. This is the story of his final days. It's the last story he will tell before he entered Jerusalem. You see, once inside the city wall, Jesus was a marked man. The final countdown and chaos will begin. They will betray him. They will hurt him. But it's not Jerusalem yet, and he's not addressing his enemies. It's Jericho countryside, and he's with friends. And for them, he weaves his parable of grace. Brothers and sisters, he says, a certain farmer needed workers. He went out at 6 a.m. to recruit men, and they agreed. They agree on what the wages would be. So he put them to work. At 9 a.m., he went back to recruit more men, and also at noon, and at 3. And they too agree with the payment. He went out again at 5 and recruit men, and they too agree to the payment. Now imagine how angry the 12-hour labor felt when he gave them all the same pay. What? I work all day, man. And you bring these people for 1 hour? And you're going to pay them the same that you pay me? Ah. But just as angry as the man must have felt when he did not get them the job, that's a great message for us. We agreed on something. But let's talk about the forgotten scene in the story. The chosen. Can we see it? It happened at 6, 9, noon, 3. But what was unique? It happened at 5 p.m. when most people are leaving work to go home. Tell me. It's 5 o'clock. What is a person still doing out there looking for work? Brothers and sisters, they were hoping that it's never too late. It was not too late. That someone would give them a chance. All day they get passed by. I assume they're unskilled, untrained, uneducated. They're hanging on with one hand from the bottom of the ladder, hoping for someone to give them a chance so they can make some money to feed their family or themselves. Some of us get a chance to make things right, to help someone who is in need, but do we? We forgot who chose us, and gave us many chances. We get a bit cocky, and if we know what's good for us, we might take Paul's advice and look at what we were doing when God called us. Do you remember? Some of us were polished and sharp, but paper thin. Some of us didn't even try to hide our despair. We drank it, we smelled it, we shot it, we sold it. Life was a passion pursuit. We were on a treasure hunt for an empty chest in a dead-end cannon. Do we remember how we felt? Do we remember the perspiration on our forehead? Do you remember how we tried to hide the loneliness until it got too bigger than us? And when we just tried to survive? Hold that picture for a moment. Now answer this. Why did he choose you or me? Honestly, why? What do we have that he needs? Do we have intellect? Do we honestly think for 1 minute that we have or ever will have a thought he hasn't had? Someone might say, I have willpower. I can respect that. Some of us are stubborn enough to walk on water if we felt called to do so, maybe. But to think God's kingdom would have gone belly up without us, we better think again. Brothers and sisters, we were chosen for the same reason the 5 o'clock workers were. As a matter of fact, we are the 5 o'clock workers. That some of us leaning against the orchard fence, sucking our thumbs, wondering, how are we going to feed our family? How are we going to send our children to college? Pay the rent. Some of us are with no job, no future. But it's never too late. Just hang on. Be patient, like those men. God sees your dilemma. He will not leave his children out there to suffer. The farmer came back at 5 and gave them a job and paid them the same salary as the one who worked all day. Was that fair? Maybe not. But when we agree to do something for a price, we have to stick to it. But some of us want to go back on our word. We want what we did not agree on, so we try to cause chaos. Some of us know what I'm talking about. But for those men, it was not too late or too good to be true. Brothers and sisters, God wants us to turn over a new leaf before it's too late. After all, we are his, and he made us. He owns us. And once in a while, he tapped us on the shoulder and reminded us of that fact. No matter how long we have waited for, like those men, or how much time we have wasted, we are his, and we have a place paved with gold waiting for us. And it's never too late for us to come to him. Occoy Oaks United Methodist Church family, I don't know about you, but I know it sure feels good to be chosen by my Lord and Savior. Am I perfect? No. Only Jesus is. The one who looked beyond all my faults and saw my circumstances. The one who, despite my plight, he still forgives me. And he will forgive all of us. Brothers and sisters, it's never too late to accept, to trust, to love the one who suffered, crucified, dead, and buried, and is now risen and sitting at the right hand of God the Father, intervening for you and you and you and you and me. Brothers and sisters, aren't you glad you know the one called Jesus as our personal Savior, the one who will never, ever forget us, the one who did not leave the lady or the man out there? Knowing that we are assured eternal life, we must be at the right place at the right time. The workers were at the right place at the right time. The lady was in the right situation at the right time for God to bless her. Jesus' crucifixion was the right place at the right time. and they were not too late. God never leave them. God never leave you, Bob. He's there for you. You may feel lonely, but he knows your dilemma. Paul and Laura, God is with you. No matter how your children act, no matter what they do, trust God and know that God is going to work it out for them. Believe me, it's never too late. I've been there. I know it. Emmanuel, God loves you. He's by your side. Jean, God loves you. David, God loves you. The Boot family, God will never leave you or forsake you. Thalman, you're doing an excellent job. God knows it, and he's with you. Miss Lynn, God is with you. He's never going to let go. You're doing a good job. Carol, Debbie, Donna, Jose, Mina, Doris, Elaine, Joanne, everyone. Everyone. He chose you. That is why you're sitting here today. It's not because you are any better than anybody else. He chose you. He knows you. He knows all about your problem, just like he knows the workers. He knows who you are. He knows what you're going to be before you even be who you are. And he loves you just as you are. You don't have to try to change. You don't have to please anyone. You just have to please him and trust him. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for choosing us this day, Lord. Thank you for all that you're going to do for us, Lord, and all you're doing. Help us who know, but we're no better than those workers who's looking for a job out there. Help us to know that you got us, oh God. You got us. And you're never going to let us go. This we ask in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.